This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, actually, we have green across the board this morning, Mark. We've got corn up a little bit, just a penny or so. Beans are nice to see some positive trade, but we're still well below the levels that we need to be. Resistance sits in the corn at $5 in the December, still $13 in the November soybeans, but we're fighting a little uphill battle here for a few days. We've got option expiration on November grains tomorrow, and then we have first notice day for November grains on Tuesday.
Export sales report coming out here shortly. Eric, what are we expecting kind of to see in that report?
Well, actually, I do have the report now. It's just come out here a little bit ago. Expectations for corn and soybeans were both exceeded this morning. We saw 1.3 million tons of corn, 1.3 million tons of beans. Both of those are above the high end of expectations. And for the soybeans, that was a marketing year high and up 43% from the week. So there is some good news there, and that probably gave us a little boost going into the morning break. Meal and oil, a bit of a surprise. A huge number on the meal exports. Terrible. We actually had net sales reductions on the soybean oil. But we've seen that reflected in the meal oil spread of late as well. The oil has just been falling like a rock, and meal's making new multi-month highs. So some of that's got to be priced into the market. Of course, you know, exporters talk. The trade is somewhat aware of what's going on at the PNW and at the Gulf. So I think some of that's already baked in, and we should see some correction on that spread, but that's definitely been the cause for that.
And then with the meal as well, Eric, the United States is also benefiting from Argentina being so dry and suffering with production of that soybean meal, correct?
That is correct. And actually, I've not heard confirmation of this, but I have heard some government entities from Argentina stating that they will be out of soybeans inside of 2 weeks from now. So obviously, if the beans are gone, you're making no more meal.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 7.2 more corn bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't. Supercharging your corn with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 7.2 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your corn yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
December corn up 3 even at 483 even. November soybeans up 7.5 at 1295 and 3 quarters. On the Merck, December live cattle up 32 cents at 179.75. November feeder cattle up 5 cents at 238.10. December lean hogs up 40 cents at $67.90, and Class 3 milk down 6 cents at $17.49. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.